Redemption Accomplished and Applied, Part 2, Session 30. 再次救赎启恩第二部分第三十讲。我们上一讲在讲了与基督的联合与很多不同的联合有相似之处，从三一真神三个位格之间一直下到石头跟房角石的关系，但是呢虽然有相似，但是不是等同的。There is similitude but not identity. 有相似之处，但是不是等同。But just as we may not reduce the union between Christ and his people to the level of the union that exists on these other strata of being, so we must not raise it to the level of the union that exists within the Godhead. 正如我们不可以把基督和他的子民之间的联合降低到动物、植物等等的层次的联合，我们也不可以把基督与他的子民的联合提升到三一真神三个位格之间的联合。Similitude here again does not mean identity. 基督与我们的联合与圣父、圣子、圣灵之间的联合有相似之处，不等于是两者是相同的。Union with Christ does not mean that we are incorporated into the life of the Godhead. 与基督联合不等于说我们联合进入到三位一体真神里面的生命，不是的。That is one of the distortions to which this great truth has been subjected. 这个与基督联合的伟大的真理有这种的扭曲。But the process of thought by which such a view has been adopted neglects one of the simplest principles which must always guide our thinking. 这种的思维方式以至于人会采取这些扭曲的观点呢，就忽略了一个很基本的一个的原则。这个原则必须引导着我们的思维的，就是 namely that analogy does not mean identity. 比较就不是等同。 When we make a comparison, 当我们做一个比较的时候， we do not make an equation. 我们这里不是挂了一个等号的。 Of all the kinds of union or unity that exist for creatures, the union of believers with Christ is the highest.所有被造物或者被造者之间的所有种类的联合，与基督联合，圣信徒们与基督联合是最高的联合。 The greatest mystery of being is the mystery of the Trinity. 而最奥秘的存在或者存有就是三位一体存有的奥秘。 Three persons in one God.三个位格在一个上帝里面。 The great mystery of godliness is the mystery of the incarnation. 近前伟大的奥秘乃是道成肉身的奥秘。 That the Son of God became man and was manifest in the flesh, 1 Timothy 3:16. 就是说上帝的儿子成为人在肉体中显现。提摩太前书第三章第十六节，大哉近前的奥秘，无人不以为然，就是上帝在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服，被借在荣耀里。 But the greatest mystery of creaturely relations, 但是在被造物中间最伟大的奥秘，在被造物之间的关系中最伟大的奥秘乃是 is the union of the people of God with Christ, 乃是上帝的子民与基督的联合。 And the mystery of it is attested by nothing more than this, that it is compared to the union that exists between the Father and the Son in the unity of the Godhead. 而这个奥秘呢有圣经的见证，就是说我们与基督联合是与圣父和圣子在三位一体中的联合 与这个做比较的，是这么奥秘的。It has been customary to use the word mystical to express the mysticism which enters into the exercise of faith. 我们一般习惯用奥秘的 mystical 这个字来表达，当我们使用我们的信心的时候，那种的神秘主义 mysticism。It is necessary for us to recognize that there is an intelligent mysticism in the life of faith. 我们必须承认，在我们用我们的理智来相信，来运用我们的信心的时候，是有一种能够理解的神秘主义的。Believers are called in the fellowship of Christ.上帝呼召信徒们进入到与基督的交通，或者与他有份。And fellowship means communion. 团契就是相交的意思。The life of faith is one of living union and communion with the exalted and ever-present Redeemer. 信心的生活就是与我们的被高举的永远与我们同在的救赎主，与他联合和与他相交，这个是一个生命上的联合和有生命的相交 ，living union and communion. Faith is directed not only to a Redeemer who has come and completed once for all a work of redemption. 信心不单单是朝向一位已经来过的救赎主。一次过成就了救赎的救赎主，不单单是以他为对象。It is directed to him not merely as the one who died. 信心不单单是信靠那位曾经死的救主 ，but as the one who rose again. 信心乃是信靠那位复活了的救主 ，and who ever lives as our great high priest and advocate. 信心乃是信靠那位永远活着做我们的大祭司、做我们的保惠师的。救主，信心是信他的。And because faith is directed to him as living Savior and Lord, 因为信心是信靠那位活的救主、活的主宰。Fellowship reaches the zenith of its exercise, 与他的相交就到了信心的巅峰。There is no communion among men that is comparable to fellowship with Christ.人类之间的交通没有可以与基督交通比较的。He communes with his people. 基督与他的子民相交 and his people commune with him. 他的子民也与基督相交 in conscious reciprocal love. 这双向的相交是在一个有意识的相互的爱中的相交。 First Peter chapter 1 verse 8, 彼得前书第一章第八节 Whom having not seen ye love, wrote the apostle Peter, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. 彼得说，你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他，如今虽不能看见，却因信他就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。 The life of faith is a life of love. 信心的生活就是爱中的生活。 And the life of love is a life of fellowship. 爱中的生活就是相交的交通的生活， or mystical communion with him， 就是与他一个奥秘的相交的生活。 Who ever lives to make intercession for his people， 因为基督永远活着为他的子民代求。 And who can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities， 他明白了解我们的软弱。希伯来书第二章十七十八节，希伯来书第四章第十五节。 It is fellowship with himwho has an inexhaustible reservoir of sympathy with his people's temptations, afflictions, and infirmities. 我们与基督相交，他有一个 永不会穷尽的同情心的泉源，他同情他的子民所面对的试探、苦难和软弱。Because he was tempted in all points like as they are, yet without sin. 因为耶稣基督在各样事情上都受过试探，但是没有犯罪。The life of true faith cannot be that of cold, metallic assent. 信心，真的信心的生活不可能是一种冷酷的铁一般的理性的同意而已。It must have the passion and warmth of love and communion. 真正的信心生活必须要有爱和相交的激情和温馨。 Because communion with God is the crown and apex of true religion. 因为与神相交乃是真的信仰生活，真的敬虔的冠冕和巅峰。 1 John 1:3， 约翰一书第一章第三节， Truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ. 我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交，约翰一书第一章第三节。 Union with Christ is the central truth of the whole doctrine of salvation.与基督联合乃是整个的救赎论的核心的中心的真理。 All to which the people of God have been predestined in the eternal election of God. 上帝是永恒中的拣选，预定神的子民所要事的，所要做的一切一切。 All that has been secured and procured for them in the once for all accomplishment of redemption. 当耶稣基督一次过成就救赎的时候，所为他的子民所赚取的，所保证的一切事， All of which they became the actual partakers in the application of redemption. 当上帝施行救赎的时候，上帝的子民成为这一切的事情具体的领受者，他们所领受的一切。 And all that by God's grace they will become in a state of consummated bliss. 也就是在将来那个完结的阶段，在蒙福的状态，他们蒙神的恩典要成为的一切的一切， is embraced within the compass of union and communion with Christ. 都包含在与基督联合和与基督相交的范围里面。As we found earlier in these studies, 我们在本书前文各章看到， It is adoption into the family of God as sons and daughters of the Lord God Almighty that accords to the people of God the apex of blessing and privilege. 被上帝收养进入了他的家，做全能上帝主的儿女，这个是上帝的子民蒙上帝所赐的最高的福分跟特权。 But we cannot think of adoption apart from union with Christ. 但是一想到被上帝收养做儿女，就不能不想到与基督的联合的。 It is significant that the election in Christ before the foundation of the world is election unto the adoption of sons. 很重要一件事，很重要的一件事是，在创立世界之前，在基督里蒙拣选，乃是蒙拣选以致做上帝收养的儿子们。 When Paul says that the Father chose a people in Christ before the foundation of the world that they should be holy， 当保罗说父神在创立世界之前，在基督里拣选的一个子民，好叫他们圣洁的时候， He also adds that， 他同时也说了一句， That in love He predestined them unto adoption through Jesus Christ。 保罗也在说，上帝在爱中预定他们借着耶稣基督成为神的儿女们的。 Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4 and 5，以弗所书第一章第四节和第五节，上帝从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵，又因爱我们，或者在爱中 按着自己意志所喜悦的预定我们，借着耶稣基督的儿子的名分，的儿子的名分。Apparently, election to holiness is parallel to predestination to adoption. 很明显的，被拣选成为圣洁和被预定的儿子的名分是平衡的。These are two ways of expressing the same great truth. 这个是表达同样的真理的两种的方法。They disclose to us the different facets. They disclose to us the different facets which belong to the Father's election. 这两者向我们展示出父神的拣选不同的层面。Hence, union with Christ and adoption are complementary aspects of this amazing grace. 因此，与基督联合和他儿子的名分是这个奇异的恩典的两个相辅相成的层面。Union with Christ reaches its zenith in adoption. 与基督的联合在我们的儿子的名分上达到巅峰。And adoption has its orbit in union with Christ. 而的儿子的名分呢，乃是在与基督的联合的轨迹上的。The people of God are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Romans chapter 8, verse 17. 上帝的子民们啊，罗马书第八章第十七节是后世第十七节，既是第十七节，既是儿女便是后世，就是上帝的后世，和基督同做后世，同和基督同做后世。罗马书八章十七节。 All things are theirs, 一切都属于他们。 Whether life or death or things present or things to come, all are theirs, 不论是生是死，今生的事来生的事，一切都是他们的。 Because they are Christ's, 因为他们是属基督的。 And Christ is God's, 因为基督是属上帝的。 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 22 and 23, 哥林多前书第三章二十二和二十三节。或保罗，或亚波罗，或基法，或世界，或生或死，或现今的事，或将来的事，全是你们的，并且你们是属基督的，基督又是属上帝的。 They are united to him in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. 信徒们与基督联合，而在基督里一切的智慧和知识都藏在那里。 And they are complete in him. 信徒们在基督里就完全了。 Who is the head of all principality and power? 基督是一切掌权者的首，基督在一切的掌权者之上为首。 It is out of the measureless fullness of grace and truth, of wisdom and power, of goodness and love, of righteousness and faithfulness, which resides in him, that God's people draw for all their needs in this life and for the hope of the life to come. 上帝的子民为了今生一切他们的需要和为了来生的生命的盼望，都是支取在基督里这个无限量的完全的恩典和真理、智慧和全能、良善和慈爱、公义和信实，这一切都在基督里，都是无限量的，让我们是去支取的。 There is no truth therefore more suited to impart confidence and strength, comfort and joy in the Lord than this one of union with Christ. 因此没有比这个与基督联合更适当的真理为我们带来信心、力量、安慰和喜乐。在基督里，在主里面，这些在主里面，这个真理为我们带来信心、力量、 安慰和喜乐。 It also promotes sanctification， 它也促进我们的成圣。 Not only because all sanctifying grace is derived from Christ as the crucified and exalted Redeemer， 不仅仅因为一切使我们成圣的恩典都是来自基督，他是为我们钉十字架的被高举的救赎主，不仅仅是如此。But also because the recognition of fellowship with Christ and of the high privilege it entails incites us to gratitude, obedience, and devotion. 再者，乃是因为当我们认识到与基督相交和这个相交所带来的至高的特权的时候，就必然感动我们感恩、顺服和专一爱他。 Union means also communion， 与他联合也意味着与他相交。 And communion constrains a humble, reverent, loving walk with him who died and rose again that he might be our Lord。 而与他相交就约束我们要与他同行，用一个谦卑的、敬畏的、爱的心与他同行。他乃是为我们死，为我们复活好，叫他做我们的主。 First John 2:5-6， 约翰一书第二章第五节和第六节。 But whoso keeps his word in him, verily is the love of God perfected. By this we know that we are in him. He that says he abides in him,ought himself also so to walk even as he walked。 约翰一书第二章第五节和第六节。凡遵守主道的，爱上帝的心在他里面实在是完全的。从此我们知道我们是在主里面。人若说他住在主里面，就该自己照主所行的去行。 John 15:4， 约翰福音第十五章第四节。 Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. 你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。约翰福音第十五章第四节。 There is another phase of the subject of union with Christ that must not be omitted。 与基督联还有另外一个层面我们不能够忽略的。 If it were overlooked, there would be a serious defect in our understanding and appreciation of the implications of the union。 我们若忽略这个层面的话，在我们了解和欣赏与基督联合的含义呢，就有很严重的缺陷。那这个层次是什么呢？我们下一讲就继续讲。这个就是这个与基督联合这章的英文原著的最后的两页，第九章最后的两页，我们下一讲继续。